Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Springtime brings more than just flowers and warmer temperatures. In Columbia, it also means the return of an annual film festival that reignites the capital city's downtown business district. Seth Gadsden is director of the 13th annual Indie Grits Film Festival coming to Columbia March 28th through 31st. Today he's in our studio. Seth, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Glad to be here.
So first of all, give us a brief history overview of the festival.
So we're moving into the 13th year of the festival. It was started here in Columbia as a way to celebrate arts and culture around Columbia and film, and it has become the preeminent film, arts, culture, music festival in the Southeast. So the Indie Grits, you know, we celebrate independent, contemporary culture in the Southeast. It's all got some grit, and it's all connected to Southern states and the Southeast in some way, shape, or form. Sometimes we branch out here or there, but mainly everything you see in the festival is connected in some way to the Southeast.
And I noticed when I went to the webpage to do a little research this year, it said Indie Grits Labs.
Right. So I used to be the managing director of the Nickelodeon Theater, which operated our education programs, the Indie Grits Festival, and all the programming year-round. But everything was growing so quickly that we decided to branch out, create Indie Grits Labs, and I went over to run that. And what that is the three main programs of Indie Grits Labs are all of our media education programming, K through 12, adults, all the media literacy education. And then we have our fellowship program. That's an annual program where we produce new work with filmmakers and artists regionally about certain subjects. And then we run the Indie Grits Festival every year. It makes this whole kind of ecology around production, education, and then exhibition.
Speaking of exhibition, run us through the day-by-day activities.
Films all day, every day. We have 90 plus films this year, 15 features, a whole bunch of shorts, over 18 bands. Opening night of the festival this year will be in Cottontown in Columbia. We're going to be working with three venues there, a Curiosity Coffee, Enda Coffee, and Warmouth, all hosting bands, food trucks. And then also that night will be the premiere of our rural projects. So we have seven fellows that we've been working with across the year from Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, to make seven new documentaries about rural issues that we're facing in the Southeast and about rural communities. And all those will be premiering at the Nick that night. On Friday, we have a big partnership with the library called Overdue Grits. So if you've ever wanted to drink booze and listen to live music in the library, that's your opportunity.
That probably doesn't happen too often.
It does not happen often at all. On Saturday of the festival, we'll be doing a partnership with the Columbia Museum of Art, and we'll be celebrating Boyd Plaza that they've spent a lot of money on and got a lot of grants to make. We'll be taking that over in partnership with them to do puppet slams and a zine fair and play films on the plaza, food trucks. And then we'll be finishing off on Sunday with announcing our awards and playing some more films.
And so how many entries did we have to the festival this year, Seth, and how many made the final cut?
We have over 400 submissions this year, selected about 90 films.
I'm sure some of them really jumped out at you.
Yeah, one of the big films we're excited about is called Always in Season, and that's coming out of North Carolina. It premiered at Sundance just recently. It's made by an African-American woman. It's a first time a feature project for her. It's about a modern day lynching that happened a few years ago in a small town on the border of South Carolina and North Carolina, and it parallels that story with a lynching from the early 1900s and a small town that actually reenacts that lynching every year. Another big film that we're really excited about is called While I Breathe, I Hope, the South Carolina State slogan. That's a documentary film about Bakari Sellers that's made by South Carolina native Emily Harold from Orangeburg. She followed his campaign for lieutenant governor up until now, and it's kind of his story as a South Carolina politician. Another big film that we have this year is called When Lambs Become Lions. It's all shot in Africa, and it's about a poaching and elephants there. And that filmmaker, he exhibited his first short film here at Indie Grits about 5 years ago.
Well, Seth, one more time, give us the dates and the venue for this year's festival.
The Indie Grits Festival, the hub, the home, and the heart of that is always the Nickelodeon Theater, downtown Columbia, South Carolina, on Main Street. The dates this year are March 28th through the 31st. You'll also find events all around Main Street at the Richland Library, Maine, at the Columbia Museum of Art, amongst other venues.
Seth, as always, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Thank you, Mike.
Seth Gadsden is director of the 13th Annual Indie Grits Film Festival. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.